Welcome to Voices of Women. I'm your host, Chris Stainis, and I'm also the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation. We are going into our 30th year of an annual conference that we've been doing since 1993. We started at Seattle Unity Church, and then we became our own nonprofit organization. So we have been going strong, have a great community of women, and it's a conference you don't want to miss. Even though it's online, it is still personal and intimate and life-changing for you. So check it out on our website, womenofwisdom.org. The dates are March 24th through the 27th. And we have an early bird price through February 15th, which is just coming up. So we have lots of experiential workshops to choose from. We have keynote speakers, Rianne Eisler and Cynthia James, and a concert with Jennifer Berezan. Wonderful workshops, panel discussions. You won't want to miss it. Again, check it out at womenofwisdom.org. Today, my guest is one of our presenters, Kim Lincoln. Kim Lincoln is a soul guide and founded the school Terrain of Essence Teachings in 2007. It provides mentoring, classes, and training intensives for the mind, body, spirit, and soul. Her school teaches the human stages of our spiritual journey, from self-alienation to discovering our essential self. She's written two books, Soul Power, You Loving You, and Holy Here, Holy You, Discovering Your Authentic Self. She's been a guest presenter at the SANS Science and Non-Duality Conference, the Northwest Mind, Body, Spirit Conference, serves on the board of directors, and co-developed the Beloved Teachings. Her passion is to help others to reconnect with their essential wisdom and authentic nature and live it. So welcome, Kim.
Thank you. Wonderful to be here with you, Chris.
Yeah, so we're so excited to have you in the at our conference and present. And you... I forgot to say your title is Fire Angels, which is just really invigorating. It's a wonderful image to play with in visuals and in our mind. But let's talk about your background and training.
Oh boy, where I'll begin is I was just born with sight, so that psychic area in me was really open, but it didn't always keep me safe. And fast forward to the age of 25, I had been in a professional dance company, modern dance. I came from 20 years of ballet, and at 25 as a soloist in the company, I was in a bad car accident. And that collision, and I was stopped at a red light. And that was a collision that ended my dance career. And, I started as a tot, as a really little kid. And so dance, kinetics, expressing through the body, that was who I thought I was. That was all I knew myself to be. And I was really identified with being a dancer. Well, I couldn't perform anymore. I could barely walk, let alone lift a leg and do a triple pirouette on point, right? Like it just, everything collapsed, and took years to get over that. And in the meantime, I needed to make a living. And I was referred to a talent agent. And so, I got my body back enough that I could move, and I, movement in a commercial is pretty benign, right? It's not the same. So I ended up getting into that industry, not knowing what I was getting into. But what it did do, it steered me toward a voice teacher because I could barely talk my whole life. Because my expression was my body, not my voice. And through her breathing exercises, I just fell apart. I couldn't understand why I was crying and didn't understand what I was even crying about. And that started my work at age 25 with my teachers, Faisal Mukadam and A.H. Almas, who was Hamid Ali. And so that started the psycho-spiritual work, even though I'd been involved in trainings like that since I was 17, it steered me on a path that integrated the somatic work, the emotional work, and the intellect. And so it was what they called the three centers of awareness. And I've never heard of this. You know, in 79, who hears of this stuff, right? And so there were these three centers of awareness that we worked with. And that just launched me. I stayed with them for 23 years. But through my own growth, I continued into body work, cranial work, touch trauma. I worked with high velocity injury. So a lot of this. So fast forward to 2007, I move up to Olympia from the Bay Area, and I bring this body work practice with me. But people kept asking me, what are those questions you ask? And why do you ask me to feel these areas in my body? And then suddenly I feel so different. I feel more like me than I've ever felt, right? And so what happened, a few people got together, created a group, and I launched my school with 3-year trainings. And so here I am. I've had the school since 2007. I've retired my bodywork practice completely now, and I'm only teaching and love it. And that's primarily what I've been doing all along. So here I am. It's so what I brought into the work, really, we have three-centered awareness, or three-centered intuition, or three-centered presencing, which means being present and sensing. Right? And then I bring in the trauma works and really lay out the psycho-spiritual path, the journey, you know, that epic journey that we all go on. And yeah, that's where I came from and what I'm still up to. Okay. And COVID has forced me to be a little more public than I have been.
Yes. And so this school, Terrain of Essence Teachings, so that's for like what I talked about, kind of like the soul journey to help people in a multi-level, multifaceted way of teaching, you know, mind, body, spirit, and, you know, all that. So is there anything else that you want to share about the school, the teachings of what it does for people?
I will. There is... there is a very precise map that I use, and it's called the Latayev. And the Latayev, or the Latifas, meaning the subtle body of the soul. These are the magnetic centers of our soul. And it's like the chakra system, yet more inner than the chakra system. So you could say the Latayev is the wick from which the chakras emanate. And so we're going even deeper in the energy field, more inner to that very deep alignment between self and self. And Latayev literally are the essences that comprise our soul. And so I'll say a little about the soul. What is the soul, right?
Yeah, great.
So a lot of people think our soul is out there, but that's our spirit. Our spirit is that spark of light that travels and, you know, is the traveler and the illuminator and the perfected one. And that's within the core of every cell of every being, aspect of our being, the photons, right? That pure light of awareness. Yet the soul is the intermediary. And so the soul is infused with the body. So we have to go into the body to know ourselves on a soul level. So if I keep visualizing something and it's not happening, and there's some kind of sabotage going on in the life, right? And I am not getting what I want, then we have to reach into a soul level to see where the disconnect is in ourself, the misunderstanding or the unconscious pattern that's driving the misaction, if that makes sense. So we could say the soul is the material, the matter, the substance of life, the quality of life, and the spirit is the light. So spirit or the chakra system is more electrical, and the lataya and the soul system is more magnetic. And we need both, and we're of both. And it doesn't mean that spirit doesn't come into the work, but the three-centered presencing is really practicing meeting our soul. And we can't do it. We need to arrive, and in that abiding sense, in that patience, there is an arising or an illumination that occurs. That is that deep wisdom in us that knows better. So the soul is the conscience.
So I think it's confusing for people too, the soul, spirit, and I think people have the, you have a sense that your soul leaves your body when you die, like your soul lives on. And yet the way you describe it, is it that, or is it the spirit that lives on? I mean, or is it both?
Both.
Okay. Well, both. Good.
It's quantum dynamics, right? It's the thing and the nothing. It's the something and the nothing. It's the matter and the no matter, right? It's all of it. We live in a biodynamic universe, so both are required. But the spirit takes us into the ocean of consciousness, whereas the soul is the personal self. And there's a difference between the egoic personality. I want, I am, I need, right? That's driven in a different way with that of our essential identity, which is one that's aligned with love. Essence means love. So being aligned with our pure resonance, our pure essence. And so here in this work, we're navigating, the soul is navigating, is my action in line with my life? So we're talking really about the soul as the compass and the spirit is the needle.
That's an interesting picture.
I mean, they work together, they're not separate.
Yes. Well, I want to talk about, and in your workshop, you know, the title Fire Angel, what is that for you, and what will it bring for the attendees at the conference?
It's just that, the compass and the needle. So the soul, the fire angel is the angelic. You know, in the deep traditions, the DNA was the angel. We have an encoding in us that is of our angelic nature. And this is within every single one of us. Now, how do we access that? Well, we have to access it through the soul. We have to first arrive to the body and then deepen within all those layers of resistances where we disconnect or split off or go unconscious. And when we can stand with a foot in both worlds, we begin to navigate this oscillating universe of life, right? So the workshop will present people to the fire angel, which is three-centered perception. And then to the spirit of our higher guidance. And so I'll give some exercises. In the example I wrote, I spoke of women. What women have, seriously, our brains are designed to be naturally more intuitive. So women have a very high capacity for intuition, to really trust their gut sense or their felt sense or that inner knowingness. But we, sadly, as a feminine culture, have been taught to be shamed. Mm-hmm. We're asked to prove it with facts and with a linear knowledge that isn't of this. They're different domains. But truly, there's no comparison. They're literally different functions, like the steering wheel, you know, and the seat in the car. They're different functions.
Mm-hmm. And both are needed, but we tend to, it's discarded, you know, the intuition. It's kind of not taken seriously.
Yeah,
I think more and more people are getting more aware of it in the mainstream world. Or, you know, you talk about that gut instinct and things, and you can't ignore it, because if you do, it'll come back again another way, hit you on the head. It's like, listen, you know, that intuition. And you can always go, oh, I should have listened to that. You know, when you get that little hunch and you don't act on it, I kind of know now, like, okay, if I get that hunch, I should act on it. If I disregard it, like, not paying attention, later I'll realize, oh, I should have paid attention.
That's it right there. And then there's another way of going into, that's a really important way of learning, self-learning. Oh, okay, that didn't work out so well, right? I'll pay attention next time. And then there is another way of learning, which is what I teach, where we'll present something and it's almost as though we get a precognition of right balance. So a transfiguration can occur that kind of protects us from even making those mistakes in the same way. And then what we call mistakes, we begin to see the growth that was necessary, right? And so it works on us in a very different way than rational learning. But this is the learning that's left out of our schools and getting diminished little by little. And we learned this through the arts and music. And,
right.
Writing and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. And so it feels like a very in-depth, you know, you only have a couple hours, but still, you know, with your exercises, it sounds like a very in-depth learning for someone to, you know, just to start their path, to start it, to, you know, have some tools to how to access that spirit and soul within you to align yourself with everything. It's an alignment and how to do that. So I want to just share the last bit, you know, how I'd love to talk to the people about how your workshop connects with our theme, celebrating our sacred pearls, nourishing the waters of the feminine.
Yeah. I mean, so I'm going to share something. There is a Nobel Prize laureate who did an experiment. He got the prize for the HIV virus, you know, the discovery of all of that. But on his own, his real deep work was studying DNA. And what he discovered through controlled lab experiments, DNA lives in the air. It's not what we think it is. And what is our air primarily made of? Water. And so he had a medium of water that was distilled, not devoid of life, you know, sterilized water, and DNA appeared. And he began measuring that where it was not before it became. So that really got him curious. So we are these vessels. The divine feminine, the water creator energy, right? And then what gives these life forms life? The fire. We have to have, we couldn't live without our sun. Most of how we metabolize and how our brain works relies on sun, relies on light. And so for me, it's an esoteric way of arriving to what your program is about. You know, I don't know if that made sense for people.
That was interesting. I mean, just the fact, I don't think anybody probably knew that DNA is in water. And outside, because we always think of, yeah, the DNA in our bodies, but we are made up of mostly water. I mean, what's the percentage? You know, I don't know, 89%. You know, it's a pretty high percentage that we are water. So yeah. That kind of makes sense. But yeah, that's great. I mean, just and nourishing these waters with feminine, nourishing it within ourselves, acknowledging this is what you're talking about at the physical, bringing in the spirit and soul into here, into our being. That's why we're here in a body.
That's right.
On our planet.
And so then I think of the pearl when I think of water, you know, and you have your pearls of wisdom. And how does the pearl form its luster? Mm-hmm. Through friction, right? Through the irritation of the environment. So let's say the way that we are in life, with other, with ourself and those irritants, through the learning, we grow that luster. Well, that is the full body experience of life. And this is the feminine, right? And so everything I teach is this. We have the masculine overdeveloped in our culture.
Yes, and that's why Woman of Wisdom is here, along with other organizations, and we've been around 30 years. It's providing that need for women to explore that feminine, to honor the divine feminine within us. So that's great. So can you share your website so people can find out more about you?
Yes, at kimlincoln.com. So just my name, kimlincoln.com. And that's my online classes and videos and information. And then the school is Terrain of Essence Teachings.com. And you can also get there just going to terrainofessence.com.
Okay, great. Well, and everybody can check out the whole schedule and Kim's workshop. Just go to womanofwisdom.org. And we look forward to seeing you, and there'll be more interviews and more presenters. So keep signing in, and they're posted on our website with everybody's description. So you can get to learn about all our presenters. So thanks, Kim. So glad to have you on the show today.
Thank you.